Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We like to tell the truth here, at least on an occasional basis. And let's just go with this one. If you're not giving Donald Trump credit today, you never will. Ever, ever, ever. You know me. I go out of the way giving Donald Trump a lot of credit. But you're so deep in your partisan hole. You hate him so much. If you're not going to give him any credit for what is happening today, then it's over. I mean, outside of he's like Harrison Ford on Air Force One.
Get off my plane.
Just going to do it. He goes,
get off my plane.
You know, what else? 651-461-9226. If someone is still unwilling to give the president credit today, what would he need to do for them to give him any credit? Because that's the game a lot of the lefties are playing. And God knows I spent, here's how much time I spent considering voting for Don in the 2016 election, the 2020 election, and the 2024 election. Okay, I'm done. I mean, I spent no time. Zero. Zero. Like, don't think he's a great human being. Don't like a number of his policies. And you can sit here and say on this ceasefire, war ending, whatever it's going to turn out to be. If you just want to say, because this happened and I saw it all over the place, well, look at everything else. Oh, yeah. No, ICE in mask, arresting people who are the lawyer down the street or your neighbor who is a teacher, just the everyday citizens. No, the threatening to jail governors and mayors and a lot of other things. I could go on for an extended period of time where I don't agree with Donald Trump. And by the way, if you think at any point I was a big Kamala Harris supporter, you're not listening. And if you think I didn't call out Joe Biden very early in his first term for his incapability, you're also not listening. But on this case, they have been killing each other since October 7th, 2023, and since that attack by those gutless cowards known as Hamas, the killing has been overwhelming from the Israelis. And I get it. It's a war. And atrocities happen in a war, and hostages should have been released. But tens of thousands of innocent Palestinians were killed. That's just a fact. And if you're going to blame every Palestinian for what Hamas has done, you're clueless, in my opinion. There are plenty of Palestinians who supported Hamas. There are also many, as we've said many times, Dave, if they didn't support them, they will watch their children be tortured in front of them. So this guy, who happens to be the 45th and 47th president of the United States, who is bathing in the celebration right now in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt. And he should be. And if you think Joe Biden wouldn't have a huge smile on his face right now, or Kamala Harris, or Barack Obama, or Ronald Reagan, or Adam Carter, they all would be celebrating. Does anybody know if this is going to hold? The answer, of course, is no. And the real answer is it going to hold? No, it's not. And maybe it's going to last, who knows, with Hamas and Israel, Dave. Maybe it's going to last 5 days. Maybe it's going to last 50 months. I don't know. But there is no fighting right now. And if you weren't touched by the hostages and the videos of those individuals released, then you don't have a heart. And again, I will repeat, the number of children and innocents who are killed in Gaza is unacceptable. And here's how much time I would consider voting for Bibi Netanyahu if I lived in Israel. Okay, I'm done there too. But this guy and Tom Friedman, on a day like this, for us to get Tom Friedman, I am elated. Because to me, it's Tom Friedman and every other journalist on the planet who I would want on today, on the day of a ceasefire, war ending, hostages released, and on a day when I wasn't even supposed to be here. But the stupid nor'easter cost me some fun. So I'm glad we're here, and I'm elated that we have Tom Friedman. Are you with the? Text me right now. If you're not giving Trump credit today, why aren't you giving him credit? Why can't you just on this issue? You don't have to change. Listen, he's having his old person moment over the weekend, too, when he's blaming Joe Biden for sending FBI agents on January 6th, 2021. I hate to break the news to you, Don. You were the president then. So I don't think the president-elect, if I miss this, Dave, does the president-elect have the ability to send in FBI agents a few weeks before they're elected?
Yeah, it's a new rule.
Yeah.
It was like 2004 they passed that rule. A month after the election. So
what, we have two presidents.
Early December, right? They get full control of the FBI. Yeah. It's a nice deal. Really nice.
I mean, he lost. He won't admit it. It's a revenge tour. There is a Gaza peace plan. And he's the president when it happened. Did the Biden folks work tirelessly for it? Are there some of those fundamentals? Sure. Guess what happened? They didn't get a deal. So this is perpetual. If you're in a leadership position, let alone a leader of a country, when things go bad, maybe beyond your control, you get the heat. And when things are good, you get more control. Acting like he wasn't involved in this is silly. Did he look the other way for too long for my liking on the atrocities? He did. But he's the guy in charge. And I know it's rare for him to take credit for something himself, so he's doing that right now. But he deserves plenty of credit, correct?
Yes. I mean, after Joe Biden, because from what I've heard, this is Biden's deal.
Yeah. One of our guests, Jake Sullivan and Anthony Blinken, basically just saying it was all because of their guy. Here's another one. Barack Obama last week, when the framework was announced, talked about how happy he was for it, and wished the best, never mentioned Donald Trump.
No.
He should have. Now, would Trump ever mention him? Of course not. You're occasionally allowed to rise up. Now, I get it. He calls him Barack Hussein Obama on a regular basis. He said he wasn't born in this country. I still occasionally want Obama to say, I'm not this guy as a human. You know who was giving him credit over the weekend? Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Yes, she did.
Gave him great praise, right? A number of Democrats have. Isn't this fair? If you're not giving him credit on this one, you pretty much never will.
I think that's fair.
Yep.
Yeah. You'll rip him for everything, though.
By the way, if you still want to criticize him for about 80% of the other stuff, as you do and I do, you can.
It's not hard.
He gives us endless material in our opinion. You don't have to agree with their opinion. I'll give you another. What they've done on the border is tremendous. It's absolutely the Biden administration incompetent is to be kind about what was happening on the border. He stopped it, basically. Now, in my view, way, way, way too far on ICE and masks. Take the mask off. By the way, when I keep hearing, too, well, Antifa puts a mask on. I think our bar should be better than individuals who break in and are not just protesting. If they're protesting, that's one thing, but damage property. For me, I'd like to hold our government officials a little higher than
that. I would think. One being a government agency, the other not. There's a bit of a difference
there. Yeah. And again, protesting something is one thing. When you're damaging property and you're wearing masks, you're just going to say, well, they were damaging property and they had masks, so we should have masks on too. Come on. This is just a childish tit for tat. Okay, are you unwilling to give Trump credit today? If so, why? How do you react when you see people unwilling to give Trump credit on a day like this? And what would he have to do for you to actually give him some credit? Because we're giving him significant credit for what is happening right now. Not as much as he'll give himself credit, but that's really not possible. 651-461-9226.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is this the alternative to the Super Bowl halftime?
No.
Okay.
How's that microphone doing? This
Wilting.
Familiar with Daughtry? I came from the American Idol tree.
He went from Chris Daughtry just to Daughtry, right? Didn't he?
Yeah. He dropped the Chris. Now he's cool. Just Daughtry.
Yeah. It's like a lot of journalists, right? They don't really go by their first name much.
They don't?
Ricey.
I still call him Patrick.
Yeah. Barrero. Like, there's a lot of people.
I call him Dan.
Yeah, I do too, but I know them both well. But they're
maybe it's just like your buddies.
There's plenty of journalists who just go, hey, Ricey. Like, both of them on the phone. Because I've been around him plenty of times. Ricey here, you know, Barrero here. You know, a lot of journalists do that.
Maybe you do that if you've got a bit of a unique name. Ricey, Barrero, there's not a whole lot of those around.
I suppose if you're the journalist Smith, you really don't do it a lot.
Wilson here.
Wilson! Yeah, Daughtry.
Home is the name of that tune. We are playing Home and Coming Home music.
Oh, okay.
Because of the hostages getting back, which is wonderful.
Phenomenal. I'll give him credit. How long will it last? Let's get to a lot of text here. John Choi, Ramsey County Sheriff, attorney, excuse me. I'm thinking I went almost into Bob Fletcher there. Ramsey County attorney. Why is St. Paul solving so many more crimes than Minneapolis, and it's not close? So John Choi, in about 15 minutes. Yes, that will be a part of this legacy for sure. If we're sitting here on Thursday, and there's been a huge attack by Hamas, or Israel believes Hamas has violated the terms, then it's different. But we've also had a number of other presidents and secretaries of state broker deals across the planet, and They may not have lasted as long as people hoped or was promised, and you're still allowed to give the individuals involved credit. I missed Trump's speech this morning. Demaris again started talking about Portland burning the ground, all of his other ridiculous talking points. Yeah, he can get the credit, but he also stopped waging war on his own citizens. It was plenty of what you would expect from Donald Trump, okay, plenty of that. It is a startling contrast, Dave, when he calls himself this man of peace and he exaggerates the number of wars that he's solved, and then he's waging war on people who don't agree with him. He calls individuals who don't support him, including members of the media, enemies of the country. Mm-hmm. Enemies of the country. And then when a lot of his supporters get very upset, when individuals who detest, by the way, I never have even hinted that he's Hitler-like, and he's got eons to go for me to compare him to Hitler. So I push back at all those comparisons every single time. Okay? And again, you can tell me about some of the buildup. We know Hitler for killing 6 million individuals because of their faith. He's done zero of that. Zero. So again, I won't give a second to voting for him. And when he either cancels the election in 28 or he runs again, I'll do the same. But on the fascist part, I am amused when his supporters get very mad at individuals who will call him a fascist, and he's used that term, I don't know, 200 times.
At least.
Stephen Miller's used that term 200 times. Mm-hmm. So just be honest about it. It just gets tossed out very casually, way, way too casually. But I do think he wants to be king, right? He doesn't want any pushback, and it's a vengeance tour. You can judge, let's go with this one, the kaleidoscope. You can judge everything. We're allowed to do that. Like there, some texter, no, a tweeter went at me the other day when I was criticizing walls and fraud, and I think I said, well, will this ever end? And person said, you can't say anything, you voted for him. First of all, I must have missed him in the ballot. That's really not a box anymore. We're just kind of standing next to each other, right? But is that really I think I'm just going to answer my question, which I'm prone to do anyway. I think that's how so many people view politics now, that once you're aligned with someone, you're never allowed to then disagree with them, still philosophically agree with them, or regret your vote. And that's how Trump thinks, right? He just thinks you're either loyal to me or you're not. And that's how he's thought his entire life. And that's from his dad and also Roy Cohn. But you still can say this is a hell of a moment and hope it lasts for a long time. Howard has called in. Howard, you're on News Talk 830 WCCO.
I don't refer to him as president. I call him Emperor Trump because he follows the McKinley paradigm. What he said about Canada, I mean, Greenland, he's acting like Putin. And this thing with Netanyahu.
He's not killing individuals in the country who oppose him. I adamantly disagree. Hold on, Howard, hold on. Let me just say, make this point because I don't react to you. I adamantly disagree with him on significantly more issues than agree with him, but he's not Vladimir Putin. Come on.
He said, I'm going to be a dictator day one. He told the supporters this is the last election you're ever going to have to vote on. Listen to his words.
I listen every day. I pay attention to him.
Mein Kampf when he said immigrants are poisoning the American bloodline.
He says disgusting things.
62% of white evangelicals agreed with it.
Yeah. And that's gross and that's awful. But so are you now telling me you think he's like Hitler too?
I'm not calling him Hitler. I'm calling him an emperor. He wants to be a dictator just like these other strongmen.
He does want no opposition. That is 1,000% correct. I agree with you.
He's got to enforce the law. If the judges give a lawful decision, the executive branch has to execute that. We're in a constitutional crisis.
I don't disagree with any of that. And also, are you willing to give him credit for what happened with Israel, Hamas, and Gaza?
He gave an audience.
Are you willing to give him credit?
He gave an audience with an indicted war criminal, and Netanyahu gave him a golden pager.
So that's a no. Thank you. More text. Chad, for the hundreds of times you talk about Biden's lack of cognitive abilities, I expect today you mentioned Trump's slip a million times. I said in the first segment, it's absurd, by the way, that he put out a true social suggesting that Biden was president on January 6th. I think Trump should have been jailed for years for his inaction on January 6th. I've made that crystal clear. If he forcibly removes the poll as for Twins ownership, I would never take off a MAGA hat. I would shower in one. let's see. Talking about attacking the folks from Venezuela in the water without proof. Disgusting. Again, I'm not defending drug lords who come here, but I'd like to have a little proof who they are. Just a little bit of proof. That would be nice. Let's pause. Let's come back. We may get to this later in the show. Well, for sure we're going to do it later in the show again in 1 hour when the preeminent journalist covering the Middle East since 1979, Tom Friedman, joins us. Right now, after a few spots, traffic and weather. John Choi on St. Paul's success in solving crimes, which is significantly better than Minneapolis. John Choi is minutes away.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I will give full credit to NPR because this is where I first saw the story. And John Choi engaged in a conversation with the folks over at NPR, so due credit to them. But it's just talking about the enormous difference right now between St. Paul and Minneapolis and solving crimes. Just looking at last year as an example, in Minneapolis, the police department solved 23% of non-fatal shootings. That absolutely is not enough. Now, on a contrast, St. Paul, the city's on track for a 70% drop in homicides by the end of 2025, and they're solving more than 70% of the crimes. The man involved in these investigations is the Ramsey County attorney. Man has joined us a number of times over the years. John Choi is with us. John, like all of our guests, he's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline. John, why are you having so much success in solving crimes, including this parallel where you're having this credit as opposed to what Minneapolis is doing in a similar way?
Well, Chad, thanks for having me on your show and with your listeners today. I think the first thing that's really critical is that we've got to get into a collaborative types of relationships and work. I think that is the secret, I think, to the sauce that's happening over in Ramsey County, St. Paul. You know, at the beginning part of the pandemic, when we were experiencing things that we had not experienced in a really long time, like carjackings and this uptick in violent crime, you know, we were doing a lot of the things that I see around the country is that we were blaming each other. And we, quite frankly, we sucked at addressing the things that we really needed to do. And so we started a table called the Violence Reduction Leadership Group, and we started having conversations about things that we could agree on and pull in the same direction. And one of the issues that came to the forefront, in credit to St. Paul Mayor Carter for bringing this up within St. Paul, and then I was at a conference in Utah that talked about these non-fatal shooting clearance rates, and they're abysmal across the country. In fact, Minneapolis's rate of 23 is probably about normal, but we said in St. Paul, could we all pull in the same direction? And that's the key about all of this, and start getting to work. And so in St. Paul and in Ramsey County, they used the money that they were given to them by the legislature and the governor around public safety. And instead of, like, you know, buying a fire truck or using it to pay for overtime, we decided to try to drive a better outcome around solving non-fatal shootings. And this type of crime, this is when somebody is, you know, trying to kill somebody, but we don't actually catch or solve that particular crime. We were at about 37% beginning in 2024. We knew that we could do better. We thought 50% would be a great outcome. And so we studied kind of what Denver did and saw that they had increased their numbers dramatically. And so we went to work on pulling that together. But before we talk about the technical, it's so important that it's like we're on the same page. And that's and really today I'm speaking on behalf of this great collaboration of police and social services, our Office of Neighborhood Safety, all of the elected officials that was a part of Ramsey County that really kind of said that we'd show up with humility and grace, listen to one another and not have to always be right. And just think about just trying to do the right things for the community.
Okay, John, I was going to ask you who makes up this group. You just laid that out. So Give me an example of a crime that occurred, let's say, a year before this collaboration, and what was your approach, and now a crime that occurred after the collaboration where these numbers have jumped up beyond your expectations.
Yeah, so in a non-fatal shooting, the person who was shot is still alive. But oftentimes what would happen is the witnesses that were involved or the victim, they don't want to participate in the police investigation or the prosecution. And the main reason is because they're fearful for retaliation. And so in that context, it's really easy for the very busy investigators to move on to the next case. But if keep in mind that when we have a homicide, the victim is not there. They've been shot and they've been killed, right? But we solve those cases at a 90% clip. So what we're doing is basically just doing what we do for in response to a homicide. So a much more intensive investigation, and we're committed to solving the case without the victim's testimony. I mean, it's great if they can participate and they're willing. Mm-hmm. We also created an emergency fund that takes care of some of these issues to get people out of town or to work on their safety. And that was money that the Ramsey County Board appropriated, and we're starting to use that in earnest to try to help keep people safe.
How much of this, too, John, because we've had Bob Fletcher on a number of times over the years,
yep.
And Fletcher has talked about some of the assets he has, and obviously this is separate from St. Paul Police, but this is his collaboration also, where they have dedicated individuals, or the St. Paul Police Department has dedicated individuals to this pursuit, whereas Minneapolis does not, and a lot of that is just tied to a bigger city and the lack of police officers they believe they need to have this sort of workforce.
Yes. I mean, it's a lot easier for on our side of the river. Number one, we've got that collaboration. And so when we talked about this, the board said, we will give you some of our public safety money. The city council and the mayor said, I definitely want this money to be used for the non-fatal shooting unit. And so they created a standalone unit in St. Paul. That's not, you would think that it's really easy to do, but it's
right.
Not. And they
well, can I stop you on that?
That?
Can I just stop you on that? Because I think there are a lot of people listening right now who think, why didn't this happen all along? Like when you just say, hey, a standalone unit, we have some of these unsolved crimes, why didn't this happen before, and why isn't Minneapolis doing the same damn thing?
You know, I don't know what's going on in Minneapolis, but I can tell you like what's going on in St. Paul, Ramsey County. Whether or not we agree with each other on everything, it doesn't matter. We're focused on, you know, things that we can agree on. And we're learning from one another. We're listening to one another. We show up in these meetings with grace and humility and recognize that we're trying to serve the people and we need to get better outcomes. And I really believe that we're for all pulling in the same direction. We're going to get a lot done. And when you have maybe an environment where people are blaming each other or they're not talking to each other or any of that stuff, the conditions for change can't happen because very rarely does one person or one agency make a difference. It's really a collaboration where everybody pulls in the same direction, and we can do a lot more there.
I want to ask you about a tweet from Mary Moriarty because she was reacting to some of the information that was also tweeted out, and Mary said this in her tweet. We did learn from, of course, Mary's the Hennepin County attorney who uh-huh. has been criticized and praised by a lot of people. She's not been quiet in comments by a lot of us, myself included. We did learn from the Denver model and the trip John Choi described. The difference is the St. Paul police implemented and MPD did not. You can see the difference in the clearance rates. Again, you just said you don't know all the TikTok in Minneapolis and MPD about this, but have you talked about this directly with Moriarty?
I don't believe I have, but she had her at that time, her chief deputy Mark Osler, who was on the trip with us to Denver.
Yes.
And so it was a great learning experience for them. But, I mean, the prosecutor's office isn't just alone going to be able to do this. I mean, Mark, I think, was very impressed with what they learned in Denver, but you got to bring that back. And you need people pulling in the same direction. And that's the key. And I think another thing, too, about crime is that we do so much of this blaming and deflecting to other people. And quite frankly, the way to get to better outcomes is really making sure that the electeds and all of the people that are working on this have a space where they're getting into good relationship and they're agreeing on common things that they can move forward on. And in St. Paul, that was the non-fatal shootings was one of them. Going after carjackings and auto thefts was another one.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have some agreement on non-public safety traffic stops in Ramsey County. You don't see the disorder or just the chaos in terms of like people not liking this potential policy that was done in Hennepin County or Minneapolis. There's about four or five agencies that has really embraced this change, and it's really made a difference also around trust, because community trust is a big part of this too, as a part of a strategy of making sure that we're doing everything that we can to listen to our community, all of our communities, and enacting the change that actually results in better safety outcomes.
Ramsey County Attorney John Choi is with us, covering a lot of topics, primarily early here on why St. Paul is having excellent success as a contrast to Minneapolis in solving crime. So let's talk about this, because when Moriarty announced that decision weeks ago, when that was announced, I had Brian O'Hara on at that time, the chief mm-hmm. of police, and he said, you know, this isn't that big a deal in Minneapolis. But clearly there was a reaction, and I'm conflicted on this, John, because I know friends of mine who are not white, and when we compare the number of times we've been stopped, when we compare the number of times we've been stopped, we're in the same location, for some of those individuals, it's not close. So yeah. I get that concern. I think it's legit. It's far from all police. It's a small percentage of police, but it's awful when it does happen. But let's say it's me. I'm pulled over, and it's just expired tabs or whatever it might mm-hmm. be, you know, minor yep. offense. And then yep. the officer sees something in my car and wants to investigate that. To the average yep. listener who thinks, now, wait a second, you violated the law. You gave a legitimate reason for this law enforcement officer to pull you over. Then when I pulled you over and we're exchanging information, driver's license, et cetera, I spot something that I feel like should be investigated, and I don't do that. Why shouldn't they be troubled by that?
Well, first of all, that situation that you just talked about, hitting the jackpot, right? And by the way, this type of tactic is used for that very purpose. And so if you're using equipment violations to justify mm-hmm. just a suspicion that you might have because there's a car driving at 1 o'clock in the morning,
right?
That's where we get into the place where it's not really helping all of us. And so in that instance that you just described, the hit rate on that is less than 2%. And in Ramsey County, it's been confirmed to be about 1-point-some percent. And then Minneapolis police data, I think there was some reference to something about, again, being a low hit number. And so we need to think about, what about the 98% of situations? Those 98 out of 100, right? And so I think the better solution is to build out alternatives, which we did in Ramsey County. So we mail out letters to people we have a drop-down menu on the CAD system in the car, and they can record that. The next day, there's a letter sent telling them that they need to take care of this violation. And also, we offer them assistance, financial assistance, a coupon through the Lights On program. And by the way, everybody in Ramsey County is using that program. So I think that those are the things that we need to move towards, just better innovation and better thinking about just including everybody in this conversation. I said when we announced this back in 2021 that I could be wrong, and that if I am wrong, we'll stop doing it. But the reality is that the public safety data and the metrics, they're not showing that there's any increase in crime. It's actually the opposite. And we're gaining much more trust. And like I said before, when it comes to solving crime, we need to have the community trust to want to be able to participate in the police investigation and in the prosecution. Without that, we're going to have a difficulty in solving crimes.
Last thing I want to jump in. That's a fair answer, and I'm sure a lot of people are agreeing, and some are disagreeing. I want to talk about Metro Transit safety earlier in the year. You announced with another collaboration with a lot of the same folks you talked about, a safe and strong University Avenue, and to try to make Metro Transit in the area that you're in charge of safer. I know last week there was an individual who attacked somebody, left a woman with a fractured skull and other serious injuries. And I know that's one incident. Sometimes one incident can stand out a lot and can overcome all the other positive. How do you feel, because I think you announced this plan in May, now we are here approaching middle October, how do you feel how it's played out, and should somebody feel safe if they're in Ramsey County and they're on some form of Metro Transit?
So I think that when I read the facts of that particular case, it's just heart-wrenching to see something like that. So we certainly have a lot more work to do, and some of this stuff doesn't change just like overnight. But we're working at it. We're having those conversations about what we can be doing, prioritizing cases along the university corridor. We have a way in which we've prioritized these offenses that are coming to my office or the St. Paul City Attorney's Office, and working with the St. Paul Police Department and Metro Transit to better kind of coordinate some of those responses. And I think another big part of this, too, is that at some point, you know, we need to be looking at other tools like the trespass law or maybe declaring individuals as a public nuisance so that they can't be on using, you've lost the right to use the public transportation. So we're working at it. And, you know, once in a while, you're going to have these really big setbacks about one case. But I think the key is just to stay in that relationship, not blame each other. Think about the solutions that we need to bring to the table. And certainly one of them is, you know, the better investigations of cases that are on the corridor. I think the police department, both of them, St. Paul and Metro Transit, are doing a great job at investigating those crimes, and they're submitting to our office and we charge them. And I think the key is to look at like the clearance rates of all of these crimes along Metro Transit. And that's one of the things that we're focused on, is trying to make sure that when somebody makes a report of a crime, that we're trying to solve that.
John, I always appreciate your time. I hope that clearance rate gets better and better. We're all better off for it. Thank you so much. Enjoy your day. You know, we'll reach out again down the line.
Great. Thanks so much, Chad. Take care.
Ramsey County Attorney John Choi. I want to mention right away Aquarius. Aquarius is something that gives you a better chance to enjoy where you live. Condo, cabin, house. Think about everything they have. We're kind of cold this morning. For some, they might have turned that furnace on. Getting warmer later in the week, so the furnace is not a factor, but eventually it's going to be. And we talked about for a while last month what a great deal they had on getting your furnace tuned up. Because, yes, Aquarius Home Services, they work with that utility room, with that air conditioned furnace and everything else in your utility room. They've got the water softener, which is great for your dishes, for your washing machine, for your shower. But I want to emphasize the Kinetico drinking water system, which I've had at the couple different homes I've lived in since 1993. Every year I've had it. And I start the day, and throughout the day, I drink water from that Kinetico drinking water system and feel better because of it. You've heard me talking about it. You've heard others talk about Dave Forever on the station. And you've been tempted. I believe you've been tempted. How about this? Here's the temptation. Do it now. Save up to 25% on the Kinetico drinking water system. Don't wait. Reach out today. AquariusHomeServices.com. All right. This hour, very serious. Next hour will be more of a mix, because we have overrated, underrated, properly rated. Would Susie has the news, what, at 103?
Yes.
Would she go to like one of the hoity-toity coffee shops right now and get all three of us hot chocolate and be back by 103? Is that a fair request?
No, she would not do that.
Hmm.
It's also not a fair request.
Probably not.
She's got a lot of prep to do.
Yeah.
She's got to get here.
I gave you the option, too.
I don't want a hot chocolate.
Yeah. What?
You heard me. I don't feel like a hot chocolate today.
You should have a hot chocolate every day. There's no day.
Trying to limit the sugar intake, Chad.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you basically have a bald head now. I mean,
thank you.
What are we doing
here? By choice.
By choice. You sure you weren't like held down or something?
No, I got this very thick, curly hair. I got to chop it out.
Let's go really long the rest of the year. Come on.
No, I will be miserable.
Let's get an afro going.
No.
Come on.
Even after a month, with it this short, just growing for a month, I will be miserable.
Overrated early next hour, Tom Friedman on what we have in the Middle East. Tom is at 135. Chip Scoggins also at 205, and maybe Rapid Fire Radio. Because we have to get to Diane Keaton, and we have to get to the fall dwellers who want no part of you looking at their Leafs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.